Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden says he has believed for a long time that President Donald Trump was not fit for office, but says it is up to Congress to decide on a second impeachment of the GOP president after Wednesday's storming of the Capitol. Speaking to reporters today, Biden saying he believes it's imperative to determine what happened Wednesday and how things were allowed to spiral out of control.
This had the active encouragement of a sitting president of the United States. And the way in which the breakdown in security occurred needs to be thoroughly investigated.
Biden's remarks come in response to questions asked about legislation being readied by House Democrats to impeach President Trump for his role in fomenting the violence that occurred in Washington this week. Biden said he'll focus on the need to hit the ground running on issues including the coronavirus pandemic and bolstering the economy. A West Virginia lawmaker who filmed himself taking part in the storming of the U.S. Capitol has been charged by federal officials. As Dave Mistich reports, Delegate Derek Evans, who was just elected to a first term in the West Virginia House of Delegates, has been charged with entering a restricted area.
On Wednesday, Evans filmed himself on the Capitol grounds and then just outside of an entryway. The video also shows him joining hundreds of other pro-Trump extremists entering the building. The Facebook page where Evans live-streamed his role in the insurrection has since been deleted. In a statement issued Thursday evening, an attorney representing Evans argued the yet-to-be-seated lawmaker did nothing illegal and was at the Capitol as an independent member of the media to film history. A local television news outlet reports that Evans was taken into custody Friday afternoon. While West Virginia lawmakers of both parties call on Evans to resign, his attorney says he will not do so. For NPR News, I'm Dave Mistich.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is blaming President Trump for inciting the assault on the U.S. Capitol in remarks today. More from Emma Jacobs.
Trudeau called the events in Washington, quote, an assault on democracy by violent rioters incited by the current president and other politicians. Trudeau said Canada must work to secure its own democracy and combat misinformation.
We know even as we watch with extreme concern everything unfolding in the United States over these past few days, that we are not immune to that in Canada.
He said his government takes far-right extremism seriously, but not whether he agrees with an opposition leader who wants the far-right Proud Boys, designated a terrorist group. Members of the group, founded by a Canadian, took part in storming the Capitol. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs.
Stocks bounced around between gains and losses today, but ultimately ended the week on an up note, the broad market closing the week in record territory. The S&P 500 gained 20 points today. The NASDAQ was up 134 points. The Dow rose 56 points. You're listening to NPR News. A new research study seems to show existing coronavirus vaccines also work against a variant of the virus that has turned up. The mutated virus turning up first in Britain, then another version has surfaced in South Africa. Pfizer researchers say lab tests show the mutation does not prevent the vaccine from working. However, health experts also say more tests are needed to see if additional mutations are any cause for concern. Hip-hop artist Nicki Minaj will pay singer Tracy Chapman $450,000 for using one of Chapman's songs without permission. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the payment resolves Chapman's copyright infringement claim.
The song Nicki Minaj and the rapper Nas used was Chapman's 1988 single, Baby, I Can Hold You.
Sorry.
Minaj used Chapman's lyrics and melody in her 2017 song, Sorry. It didn't appear on any of her albums, but a version was leaked to a DJ and appeared on social media. After recording the song, Minaj requested to use it. Chapman said no. But in September, a judge ruled that Minaj had established a fair use defense and that the case should be decided by a jury. Instead, Chapman accepted Minaj's offer of $450,000 to resolve the dispute. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Prairie baseball manager Tommy Lasorda, who led the Los Angeles Dodgers to two World Series titles, has died. Lasorda, who spent 71 years with the franchise and ultimately served as an ambassador for the sport, dying after a heart attack suffered at his home last night. The famed manager had a history of heart problems, including a heart attack in 1996 that ended his managerial career. This is NPR.